Thank you, Greg. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to talk about a very good technique which has been proven to be very successful in rice production, and I want to transfer that into maize production. By maize, I mean corn. Yeah, before I start, I'd like to acknowledge our sponsors, those who proudly sponsored this project, USAID, of course, IFDC, and the Feed the Future Ghana Agricultural Technology Project, which is the ATT project based in Ghana. For this presentation, I'll just give a brief background and why we are doing this, state our hypothesis and objectives, our materials and methods, then point out some results and discuss them, and finally talk about our conclusions. Maize or corn is one of the most important crops in sub-Saharan Africa. About 35 to 65% of the food-based diets. Is that right? About food in sub-Saharan Africa are corn-based. In terms of consumption and in terms of production, maize is the most important crop in sub-Saharan Africa. But then, they have a problem with yields due to erratic rainfall and poor soil fertility management. Yields are always very low. In fact, about 1.2 to 1.7 tons per hectare. So you can see how low the yields are. The soils natively are poor. Fertility levels are low, so farmers are compelled to use fertilizers. But then the problem with the fertilizer use is that most of the farmers don't manage the fertilizer very well. They broadcast the fertilizers, and to save costs, you see one farmer just buy the fertilizer and throw them out to the field. So the management actually costs most of, apart from the erratic rainfall, the soil fertility management is a big challenge. So we are looking at ways by which we can improve, make the fertilizer application better and also improve so they can increase their yields. One of the technologies which we want to use to improve the soil fertility, about soil fertility is the urea displacement technology. It's urea, the ordinary urea you know, that we have make them into briquettes. So you have the urea and then we pass them through briquetting machines to make them pellet briquettes, a large size, which can feed one plant. So at the end we have urea like this. So we have established many cottage industries where they briquette the urea, so you can apply one briquette per plant. So we have the normal urea, and then we have made them into briquettes. The briquette, one is either 1.8 grams or 2.7 grams, and then we apply based on the fertility level of the soil. We have done several studies with this briquette in irrigated rice production, spanning from various countries in sub-Saharan Africa, from Niger, Nigeria, Madagascar, Mali, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Rwanda, Togo, and Ghana, many parts of sub-Saharan Africa. And in all, if you look at this graph for irrigated rice, we have the grain yield as a y-axis, and then we have the urea deep placement technology, which is the deep color. The light color is the broadcast urea, the normal urea you use. And then we have the difference. So across all the countries that we are using the briquettes, you see an increase in yield. And like I said, it is just the urea, except that we have made it in such a way that you apply one briquette per plant. So it's just a management practice. Nothing added to the urea, nothing. It's just we made it into pellets to feed a plant. A work done in Erie, Bangladesh, you can see the speciation of, or the split of the nitrogen when we use the deep placement or when we use the prayed urea. Within the grain, you see that when you use we deep place the briquettes, you have about 42% of the nitrogen embedded in the grain as compared to only 23% in the split application. And you have about 23% in the straw as against only 9% in the straw when we split apply the urea. Interestingly, when we use the split application of the granular urea, we cannot account for as much as 35%. We don't know where they pass, but it's due to losses, volatilization, leaching. So much of the nitrogen is lost when we apply the prayed urea. But then when we deplace the urea in briquettes, you see that the losses are drastically reduced. So it's only 4% that we cannot account for. We can account for all the nitrogen that was supplied through the briquettes. So based on this knowledge that we have for irrigated rice, we hypothesize that we can still use this technology for maize production. So we said our hypothesis for this experiment was that the urea deep placement technology can improve nitrogen uptake and also increase yields for maize. Our objective was to compare the UHN is urea supergranules. Today is election day, so don't confuse it to US government. It is urea supergranules. And also, apart from the source, we are talking about the 4Rs. Apart from the source, we also want to determine the application time, the optimal application time for the urea supergranules. We conducted this experiment in 3 districts in Ghana. We have the Kumbungu and Saboba district in the northern region of Ghana, and then we have the Garo district in the upper east region of Ghana. We used 3 maize varieties. The early maturing variety, which is a 90-day variety, the medium maturing variety, Sansasima, which is a 110 maturing variety, and then we have the late maturing variety, which matures at 120 days. And then we use the top dressing, the supplemental N, we use the farmer practice, which is the recommended farmer practice. The farmers usually apply the basal NPK at planting or immediately after emergence of the seedlings, and then 6 weeks later, they go in to apply to broadcast the urea. So that is the normal farmer practice. We compare that with the urea deep placement technology. So based on this, the treatment, we adopted the split plot design, the main plot being the maize varieties and the sub plot being the supplemental urea application. And like I said, for the farmer practice, for all the treatments, we apply the basal NPK. Okay, and then for the supplemental N, we use the farmer practice, which the recommended rate was 50 kilograms of urea per acre, and it is applied at 6 weeks after planting. And then for the urea supergranules, we use two time of application. One was 4 weeks after planting, and the second one was 6 weeks after planting. And each briquette was 1.8 grams. So if you calculate for the supergranules, we use 42.5 kilograms per acre, which accounts for about 15% reduction in urea amount, which the farmers normally use. And we did the experiment in 3 applications. We measured N uptake at emphysis, and then we measured grain yield and also calculated the harvest index. For all the 3 different districts that we conducted this experiment, the trends that we observed were similar. So I'm going to present one of them, the trend that we saw in Saboba district, but it's similar to the one we saw in Garo, similar to the one we saw
in the Kumbungu districts. All right, so for N-uptake, we have the nitrogen uptake, the values on the y-axis, and we have the blue color, which is the farmer practice. We have the red color, which is the urea supergranules, which is applied at 4 weeks after planting, and then we have the green color being the urea supergranules, which are applied at 6 weeks at planting. We have the maize varieties as the S on the x-axis. For the one that is the early maturing variety, the one which matures 90 days, for that, the N uptake was similar for all the three treatments. For the farmer practice, urea at 4 weeks, supergranules at 4 weeks, and supergranules at 6 weeks. However, for the late maturing variety and also for the medium maturing varieties, we found out that the N uptake was highest when the urea supergranules was applied 4 weeks after planting. When we applied it at 6 weeks, it was no different from the one which was the normal farmer practice. And this is how the picture looks like for both the medium maturing variety and the late maturing variety. You see the N uptake was highest when we applied it 4 weeks after planting. And that was reflected in yields also. In actual fact, across all the treatments, you see that when we apply the urea supergranules 6 weeks after 6 weeks after planting, the yields were even lower than the normal farmer practice. But then when we applied for the late maturing variety and the medium maturing varieties, when we applied at 4 weeks after planting, the yields were significantly increased. Bear in mind that we use 15% less nitrogen. Yes, so the yields were higher than when the farmers use 50 or the recommended rates. And that is the picture which is depicted here. The yields are better when we apply at 4 weeks after planting. Yeah, so the study shows that the medium maturing varieties and the late maturing varieties responded better to the urea deep placement technology when we applied it 4 weeks after planting. But then the early maturing variety, we did not see any effect. And that possibly is due to the time of application, because by the time the plant, because of the reduced surface area of the supergranules, the dissolution is reduced. So by the time the plant was eager for nitrogen, it has not sufficiently dissolved from the briquettes. And also, irrespective of the maize variety, when the supergranules was applied at 6 weeks after planting, it was not effective. So when we want to use supergranules for maize production, time of application is very critical. Because if you apply it at the wrong time, you are not going to get the required results. And for medium and late maturing varieties, we recommend that it's applied by 4 weeks. The technology, we will not say, does not work for early maturing varieties, because we suspect that we applied it later than when it was required. So future studies should look into the optimal application time for the early maturing varieties. Thank you for your attention.